Oh, good afternoon, everyone. Someone was throwing interference up there. So it's good to be sharing with you in worship this afternoon. We're here to worship God, to celebrate his holy name. So let us do that as we sing together, O Lord my God, in awesome wonder. Number 82 from Singing the Faith. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made. I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forests glade I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then shall I bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Please be seated and let us pray. God, our Creator, Father and Lord, Maker of all that is and is to be, we adore you. Yours is the authority, the majesty, the splendor. Yet in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, we see your graciousness, humility, and compassion. We would not dare to approach you, but for Christ's revelation of your love and care for us. The honor is due to you and is beyond the expression of our finite minds. But we know that you understand all that we cannot say, and in such trust we offer up our praise to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And a prayer of confession. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we confess that we have fallen far short of what you would have us be. We have trusted in ourselves and not in your goodness. We have not acknowledged that whatever strength and intellect we have comes from you. We have found it hard to submit to your authority, both temporal and spiritual, forgetting that in your authority is perfect freedom. And as we contemplate the troubles of the world around us, we have to confess how little effort we have made to understand our brothers and sisters, our fellow men and women, or to promote the cause of justice and peace. We humbly seek your forgiveness and renewing power, that we may live our lives more worthily, for the sake of Jesus Christ, the Saviour of the world. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And so now we sing together hymn number 440 in Singing the Faith. 440, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. God's grace has taught my heart to fear. His grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. God's grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord is good to me. His word, my hope, secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. And when this heart and flesh shall fail, and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
And so we have a reading from Matthew's Gospel.
The reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 44 to 52. The parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. The parable of the net. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. Yes, they replied. He said to them, therefore, every teacher of the law who has become a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old. Amen.
Me, just a bit of a coughing fit. That's all right. It seems to be a standard medicine around here, doesn't it? Have you ever looked for treasure? Or have you found treasure? No? No? I think as a child, we used to pretend to look for treasure. But never actually found anything of real value, probably the odd buried bottle or something like that. Well, about 4 years ago, a man in Denmark took out a metal detector for the first time, and then he looked for treasure. And he discovered this 1,500-year-old hoard of buried treasure. Could you imagine the excitement of him? Because it contained gold medallions, coins and jewellery. And in fact, it's one of the largest hoards that has ever been found in that country. But could you imagine how you would have felt if you have found that treasure? Now, Jesus tells a story about a treasure being found. He says, "The kingdom of heaven is like this. It is like a treasure that is hidden in the field. And one day, a man finds it. And in his joy, he goes and sells all he has to buy the field. And so gets the treasure." I think this is a dubious business point, ethic. But very good business sense. And then Jesus goes on to say, it's also like a man who finds a pearl of great worth in the marketplace. And he sells all he has to buy that pearl. Now, Jesus talks about God's kingdom being more precious than the treasure of gems. And it has the treasure of love, of joy, of peace, of forgiveness, of compassion, of justice and of mercy. That is some treasure we're talking about. But it got me thinking, though. Got me thinking about, what do I treasure? Do I treasure my little yellow car? Do I treasure the house I live in? Do I treasure the laptop that most of my work is on? And a lot of my photos. There's a question we sometimes give, a sort of warm-up question for our house groups. And it's, if there was a fire in your house, what one item, leaving out human beings, but what one item would you take out with you? That would be the thing that you treasure. Well, I got to thinking about what would I treasure. I thought, actually, one thing I treasure is my wedding ring. Not because it's gold, but because of the relationship that it represents, my relationship with Jill, my wife. A relationship that is built on love, on trust, and on faithfulness. And God's treasure, the treasure that Jesus talks about, is this amazing relationship we can have with God. which Jesus demonstrated in his life, and a relationship that is made available through Jesus dying on the cross for us. That's the treasure we are all searching for. But in those stories of the parable of the lost treasure, hidden treasure, and the parable of the pearl of great value, Jesus points out that these folk give everything they have. Not only that, but they give joyfully everything they have. For Jesus, for the people in the story, it's a no-brainer, because they're going to get so much more. And perhaps the challenge from those stories, the parables, is, have you found this treasure of that God has available to each one of you? And are you going to give everything for it? Because you'll get so much more. So I wish you well in your treasure hunting. And I pray that you have found it and received it. Amen. Now we're going to sing together hymn number 432, Oh, the Bitter Shame and Sorrow. And actually, I love the progression of this hymn. If you've noticed in the verses, it starts off with the author of the hymn saying, none of you and all of me. And then it goes through until you come to the last verse, and all of you and none of me. I think in some ways that sort of talks about our journey of faith and our journey in our relationship with God and with Jesus, and how he can take us through those stages. So 432, oh, the bitter shame and sorrow that a time could ever be when I let the Saviour's pity plead in vain and proudly answered, none of you and all of me.
Bitter shame and sorrow that a time could ever be when I let the Saviour's pity plead in vain and proudly answered, none of you and all of me, none of you and all of me. Yet you found me, there I saw you, dying and in agony. Heard you pray, Forgive them, Father, and my wistful heart said faintly, some of you and some of me, some of you and some of me. Day by day, your tender mercy, healing, helping, full and free, firm and strong with endless patience, brought me lower while I whispered more of you and less of me, more of you and less of me. Higher than the highest heaven, deeper than the deepest sea, Lord, your love at last has conquered, grant me now my spirit's longing, all of you and none of me, all of you and none of me.
So let us pray. Loving and merciful God, we thank you that through your Son Jesus Christ you revealed the treasure of great worth, the pearl of great price. Through your love and your forgiveness, and that you have made us part of your family. And so we ask that you hear our prayers. We pray for the church in every land, for this church at Poynton, and for all the other local churches in Poynton and throughout the Macclesfield circuit. We pray that we may worship and serve you with reverence and joy. We pray for all the peoples of the world. We think about those countries that have been affected by the storms and the hurricanes. In Jamaica, we also pray for countries and peoples that are torn apart by war and conflict. And we ask that you bring your peace into these situations. And
And we pray for the leaders of the nations, that all may work together for justice and peace. We pray for those who are ill or distressed. For the lonely and the bereaved. For those who are in any other need or trouble. And we pray that they may be comforted and sustained by your love. But Lord, help us to be sensitive to their needs. And Lord, in this time of quiet, we lift up to you our thoughts, our concerns, and our prayers to you now. So, Lord, we pray that you will be with us every step of our lives. We pray that we may know your presence or feel your presence and your peace, and help us to grow more in the likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Before we sing our final hymn, just to mention that it's nice to see all the gifts for the Wood Street Mission that has been given there, and I'm told there's a trolley load and a couple of chair loads in the office from Broken Cross, and sort of prayed over those. So I thought I'd just pray over those and dedicate them. But also, if you like to give something to the work of Wood Street Mission and you haven't got any toys or things like that, we have got a collection out in the hallway, which you can give money to. Money, or I believe they've got a card reader as well. So let us just dedicate these gifts. Lord, we thank you for all that you have given to us. We thank you for this season of Advent that is coming, and of Christmas, and the great present that you gave to us of Jesus, your Son. And we dedicate these gifts, these toys and games, and pray that they may be made use of and appreciated at Wood Street Mission. And we pray that you will be with those who work at Wood Street Mission, blessing them and helping them as they serve others. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So now we sing together hymn number 545, Be Thou My Vision, 545.
Be Thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. That thou art, be thou my best thought in the day and the night, both waking and sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word. Be thou ever with me, and I with thee, Lord. Be thou my great Father, my child, let me be. Be thou in me dwelling, and I one with thee. Be thou my breastplate, my sword for the fight. Be thou my whole armor, be thou my true might. Be thou my soul's shelter, be thou my strong tower. O raise thou me heavenward, great power of my power. Riches I heed not, nor earth's empty praise. Be thou mine inheritance, now and always. Be thou and thou only, the first in my heart. O sovereign of heaven, my treasure, thou art. High King of heaven, thou heaven's bright sun, oh, grant me its joys after victory is won. Great heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be thou my vision, O ruler of all.
You are welcome to join us for tea and cake in the lobby, or the coffee lounge. Oh, sorry, yes, much posture. The coffee lounge. So please come and join us after the service. And we're going to share the grace together. If you do not know the words of this prayer, please listen to it and be blessed by it. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.